How's it up?
October 8, 2006, cartoon, English translation.
Obama, morning flash. I need marriage. Obama, please remove this disease. Obama, I need a job. There, in order to avoid that bad association, he locked himself in one latrine. The district magistrate, the politicians, the big persons of Nunavut were requesting him, Babaji, come outside. We will build you a new Bhajan Kutia, a very
but
nice one. But see, Babaji Maharaj would say, I cannot open, I am sick. That time, Srila Param Gurudev, taking permission from his Guruji, Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur, along with Pujapad Nini Maharaj and his auntie, they went for darshan of Sri Gokishwaras Babaji Maharaj. As soon as Sri Babaji Maharaj heard that they had come in the name of Srila Prabhupada, immediately he opened the door and gave them his blessings. Sri Babaji Maharaj said, I take all your problems on my head and you should go and preach in a very fearless way. Therefore, Param Gurudev often used to remember this thing because in his preaching he was so much against the Babajis, the Sakyavetis, the upper sampradayas. Generally, Shastra says, Satyam Ruhat, one should speak the truth in a very pleasant way. But our Param Gurudev was the opposite. He would speak the truth even if it seemed unpleasant. Another time, the mother of Srila Param Gurudev wrote one letter to Srila Prabhupada. I am very sick. This is my last time. Please send my son Vinod home. So Srila Prabhupada ordered him, oh Vinod, go to your mother. At that time, Srila Param Gurudev would not go. He was hiding in his kutia chanting Harinam. Towards the afternoon, Prabhupada asked another seva, oh, has Vinod gone to his mother's? Then he said, no, he is chanting in his Bhajan Kutia. So Prabhupada called him and chastised him. I told you to go to your mother. That time Param Gurudev began weeping. Oh Prabhupada, after thousands of millions of lifetimes, I have come to your lotus feet for Bhajan. But if I leave your lotus feet and go to my mother, then at the last time my mother may say, oh Vinod, your brothers are not qualified. Who will look after this land and this house? Marry. Then how I can say no? I'll be devoid of the shelter of your lotus feet and devoid of prema, the feet of Radha and Krishna. And Param Gurudev began weeping. Prabhupada was very happy. He did not say anything. And lastly, one time here in Mathura, in Sri Kesavji Gaudiya Math, there was a big meeting of many sadhus, including Sri Rishikesh Maharaj, Sri Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj, Pujacharan Sri Bhakti Rachak Sridhar Maharaj and others. That time Pujapad Rishikesh Maharaj asked, I have one question. Is the Sarup, the eternal constitutional nature of the soul, is it eternal within the soul, or is that achieved by Sarusanga? That time Sri Sridhar Maharaj asked to our Param Gurudev, please give answer. So Param Gurudev gave a wonderful, very easily understandable idea. Jiva Sarup Bhaya Krishna Nitya Das. The Sarup of the Jiva is always eternal. It cannot be changed at all. Just like, if we put many different types of seed in a garden on the bank of the Ganga, neem seed maybe there, mango seed, chili seed, tomato seed, the same soil, same fertilizer, same sun, same water, everything is same. But different tree will come out from that seed, those seeds. Therefore, according to Samasanga, the potency within each Atma in one of the five rasas, especially Dasya, Satya, Vatsalya, and Madhu Ras, will come out. And if our potency is to be made servants of Radharani in Manjari Bhav, by Samasanga, that will come out. Therefore, Sri Sanatana Goswami showed this in the history of Gopi Kumar. Sri Gopi Kumar, even though getting different types of association, and feeling it, even though he was in association of Dasya Bhaktis, Matsali Bhaktis, Satya Bhaktis, he was not happy because his eternal potency was to be a coward boy. This was shown by Sri Sanatana Goswami. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said now this morning, by the mercy of Sri Gandharva Gita Siddhartha Vinod, And asked to the Param Guruji, we have a chance now to hear Sri Damodar Astakam. Here it says, that Swami Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, by the help of his Achintya Shakti, his inconceivable potency, he takes Vatsalya Vas, Ras, and allows himself to be bound. No other incarnation, including the Nisimhadev or Lord Ram, allowed themselves to be bound, but Krishna was bound by the prayer of Srimati Yashoda. By this lila of Damodar Bandhan lila, Krishna especially shows Ahambhata Paradino, I am not independent, I am completely controlled by my devotees. Therefore, in this lila, he is worshipped by the devotees, but more than that, he himself worships the devotees. Therefore, Damodar, Uda means stomach, and Dham means rope. He was bound by the Prem Rasi, the loving affection of Srimati Yashoda. But there is another Damodar. We hear many times that Krishna disappears from certain pastimes, like in the Sankiras in Govardhan. Therefore, Srimati Radhika completely bound her Damodar with her Prem. Therefore, this we worship in this month, that Damodar, Sri Radha Damodar. Therefore, the Tikas, Sri Sanat Goswami is saying, one loop in the month of Kartik, twice every day, who hears, who chants, who remembers, and who recites this Sri Damodar Astakam, as well as hearing Katha related to this Astakam. In this month of Kartik, then Radha and Krishna will definitely become pleased upon that person. This history was told by Narasimha Goswami. And then, so this composition by Satyavrata Muni, Sri Sanatana Goswami says, this is Siddha Mantra. This is a completely perfect Astakam. It has the power to control Sri Radha and Krishna themselves. If a Buddha says, every year we will make it very short, but it never happens. Therefore, Sri Namami Swaram Sachidanam Gurukam. Therefore, Satyavrata Muni is saying, I give Namami, I give Pranam to that Damodar. Therefore, here is the mood of Dasyabhav, or a feeling of awe and reverence towards Krishna. But in the higher rasas, especially Satyaras, Vatsaliras, and what to speak of the gopis, there is no question of giving Pranam to Krishna. Krishna will give Pranam and receive the blessings of Nanda and Yashoda. How is that Damodar? On his two earlobes, he had shark-shaped earrings. An astonishing thing that Yasavati Swayamvayam, even though death personified is afraid of the name of Krishna, that Krishna is afraid that Madhya Yashoda may beat him and he is running. But see, Madhya Yashoda ran faster than Krishna, otherwise how could she catch him? Therefore, Sri Satyavrata Muni says, to that Sarva Shaktiman Purush, to that Supreme Person who is possessed of all qualities, I do pranam again and again. Therefore, Guruji says that Sri Sanatana Goswami has given everything to his tika, and there is no time. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says, I am just doing Digdarshan, means indicating the direction of this Astakam. Therefore, by the mercy of our Param Guruji, by the mercy of Padmaka Dukhi Sri Sanatana Goswami, and by the mercy of Sivara Bhakti Sivara Dhamma, Krishna Surupam, Krishna taking the complexion of the mood of Srimati Radhika, that Gaura Hari, we have a chance to give this Sri Damodar Astakam.
Bhagavate, Dasan Pandey.
Say, Vidas Vardhan Sahas.